Yeah. I tell them welcome to the gray area and stay away just in case you ain't real enough to relate. Every other Thursday, politics to the chips. Get up on this wave. Now tell me what's to talk about. Cause we the only thing to talk about. How you keep reality in check. Just keep it real rap and don't gossip with the facts. Yeah.
This has got to be the most depressing first 3 months of any sports year in my life. This is The Gray Area, and I am your host, Ray Jarvis.
Showtime! Woo!
I'm really upset. I'm coming in from work. I get text messages, DMs, Facebook messages, Odell Beckham traded to the Browns. And it's like the first thing that came to mind was how cruel of a world that it is. The guy from Cleveland, the kid from Akron, comes to the team that I love the most. And I don't even like LeBron. He's my least favorite athlete ever. And then my favorite football player goes to Cleveland. What kind of cruel symmetry is the world playing on me right now, huh? I have a problem.
Facts.
But anyway, that's not why we're here. I'm not going to rant and rave. I got the homie Mike from the Sports Hit List. You know, he was on Facebook a couple weeks ago doing what he does best. The reason why I asked him to come on. This guy orates the game of basketball better than the people who get paid to do it. You know? And he called me out about my opinion when it comes to Brandon Ingram and Jason Tatum. I don't think it's that far left. But, you know, Mike disagrees. So the homie Mike Miller, what it is, sucker-free NBA talk. We did it before. You had a lot of people impressed with your work, and I had to bring you back for the slap boxing session in the backyard. What it is, man?
Yo, what's good, everyone? What's up, my people? Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, friends and enemies, and of course, we cannot forget the sucker MCs.
We cannot forget the sucker MCs. And somehow or the other, people, I became a sucker MC on this episode.
I'm a sucker MC, but you ain't get to that, but you can get into it, my brother.
What's going on, B? How's everything?
Everything is great, man.
You
life is good. God is good.
I gotta give you a quick salute. Your paces have not fallen off the wagon after Vic went down. I swore the season was over. Most people did. They've held the wagon down. They look pretty solid, actually.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We're trying to get back to that third seed, but, you know, the schedule is kind of tough, but yeah. We'll see.
Yeah,
I still think we can win a round, even if we're the fifth seed.
Listen, the fact that y'all didn't fall off the wagon and are in the playoffs when the East is actually good for a change, ironic, since that guy from Akron is no longer there, that is a big win for you guys.
Appreciate it, brother. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good look, man. It just goes to coaching, man. Nate McMillan, Coach of the Year. I know Coach Bud will probably get it because the Bucks are number one, but they went from 7-1. But Nate McMillan, what a job he's doing. So, and Pacers organization getting Wesley Matthews. So, just overall, great organization. I'm happy, proud of my team. So,
okay. Well, that's enough of the pleasantries now. Okay.
Enjoy it.
I believe, you know, that there's a conversation to be had. Merely basketball. We know the Lakers season is in the tank. But when it comes to basketball, I believe that it's not far-fetched that Brandon Ingram and Jason Tatum should be in the same sentence. You disagree. For my listeners, why do you feel that way?
Well, I think that there's two main reasons.
Okay.
I said it before, but I think there's two main reasons why I think that kind of take is premature.
Uh-huh.
Number one, Jason Tatum has to play on the Celtics. The Celtics have reinserted Kyrie and Gordon Hayward,
okay,
which takes less shots away from Jason Tatum. And even if his shots were to stay the same, it would change the style of shots and the different types of shots. And some people talk about it a lot with ISO basketball, which
right.
is mostly the style Kyrie plays. Everyone falls in love with that style of basketball. You see it with Houston. Even though Chris Paul was mostly ball dominant his whole career, you see that that's ratcheted up even more when you play with James Harden in this pick and roll style of offense in Boston. It breaks down their offense. Brad Stevens plays a more space and pace offense. And with Kyrie being an ISO player, that changes things, and then it's infectious to other players, especially given to my second point, which is that Jason Tatum, we saw what he could do in the playoffs. We never seen Brandon Ingram in the playoffs, and up until maybe a month and a half ago, Brandon Ingram was at where he was starting to use that bust word with him.
This is where I gotta jump in now. See, I knew the slander was gonna come, and I was waiting. I was double dutching. You know,
it's coming.
First and foremost, the boy Kyrie. Everybody knows my love affair with that guy. You know, he's a Celtic. I understand, but I love his game. I love his approach to the game. Off the rip, I gotta push back and say that I feel like the criticism or the use of Kyrie to say that he's taking away from Tatum is a bit misguided. I believe that when you look at the game, you look at where certain players are to occupy the floor. To me, Gordon Hayward is the biggest reason why Tatum isn't cooking the way he should cook. Because Kyrie, I believe, let's not act like Kyrie missed the whole of last season. He played like 75% of the games, and we saw it work. They were the second best team in the East. I believe that Gordon Hayward and the overabundance, the overuse of Hayward is in the way of Tatum. But when it comes to the playoffs now, you know what? I gotta give you that. That is a moment. But we just talking simply playing basketball. Beyond a month and a half is not 30 games. He had a 30-game stretch where he was about 26-4. A true shooting of 52.2 with LeBron James and Kuzma taking shots away from him. We got to talk about that, bro.
Remember, this is the NBA. So a month and a half, realistically, it was 2 months, right? It was 2 months, maybe the end of December, maybe early January, to the end of February, if we want to be caught, 2 months. But let me address the first point about Gordon Hayward versus Kyrie.
Right.
Now, we know last year it was Jason Tatum's first, that was his rookie season, right? Through the first like 30 games, he played really well. And then he did what predictably happens. He hit a rookie wall.
Absolutely.
Through the end of the season, he didn't really play well at all. They were still winning, of course, because they had Kyrie. Mm-hmm. But he didn't really play well at all. He gets to the playoffs. Kyrie and Gordon are not playing. We were able to actually see what kind of talent he was, which why I believe he should have been the first pick.
Okay.
That kind of talent we've seen from him, again, I go back to, especially in the Sixers series, they beat the Sixers in five games, and he averaged 24 points as a rookie. To me, that holds so much more weight than Brandon Ingram playing good in January and February when, correct me if I'm wrong, his team was not even good.
All right. You know what? And this is why I like you. You bring facts. You just don't throw regurgitated takes at me. I can't argue the fact that he did cook in the playoffs. That happened. We can't take that away. But we're not going to act like Brandon Ingram is some kind of Johnny come lately. Laker fans will tell you. You know, I got one in the room with me right now. Last season, he was doing the same exact thing around the same time. January term, he was doing... Luke Walton, stupidly, I might add, had him playing point guard, but all the same, he was 25-5 last season before they shut him down to get a decent-ish draft pick. Brandon Ingram has been coming. Brandon Ingram has been a victim of Luke Walton and then the incoming LeBron James, because LeBron James is a gravitational pull unto himself, and then the emergence of Kuzma into the starting lineup. Brandon Ingram can't control these things around him, but when he was given an opportunity, once they took him off point guard and had him operating in the wings where he belonged, he started cooking once again. Brandon Ingram is a 20-point scorer in this league. He can cook if put in the right position to do so.
Let me push back. Okay, and I mentioned this to you before. Okay, the opportunity to see what Brandon Ingram was when LeBron went out. He had 18 games to prove his worth.
Right.
Y'all was 6-12. He was scoring 13 and 10 sometimes, not 13 points and 10 rebounds.
Right.
13 points one game, 10 points another game. And this has been consistent for Brandon Ingram's three years so far.
Mike, he's not a 25. He's not a point guard. Luke Walton had him running the offense. What do you want him to do?
But remember, early in the season, they showed the statistics that he played better on guard, and especially when LeBron was off the court. His points per game numbers went up when LeBron wasn't on the court and he was running the point guard. Luke Walton being a good coach.
Right, okay.
Because I think Luke Walton is a good coach. saw that. Luke Walton's really getting a bad rap. Let's be honest.
No, he's not.
No, listen, he's the easy sacrificial lamb. This NBA has been consistent 73 years. We know what happens. When the team stinks and players underachieve, the easiest thing to do is say it's the coach's fault. Mm-hmm. Luke Walton, because the same, here, put it this way, the same way that we was going to give LeBron all the credit and say the team, the same way we could say the team was good till December when they was fourth place, then it's the same, and that gives them all the credit.
But see, this is the thing. Laker fans were mad at Luke when we were in fourth place anyway. This is not anything where we got trashed and then we got mad at Luke. We were mad at Luke last season. There's a lot of things that Luke Walton was doing as a coach when it comes to rotation, when it comes to putting the rookies in positions to be successful, i.e. having Lonzo Ball stand in the corner, having Brandon Ingram play point guard. These are foolish decisions. He had no rotation.
Remember, let's be clear. Right. Let's tell the truth.
Talk about
Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball puts himself in the corner.
No, he doesn't.
That's been one of his problems.
Oh my God! This is not at all. When LeBron got hurt, and Luke Walton finally figured out that Brandon Ingram is not a point guard, and he gave the ball back to his actual second pick point guard, the Lakers season was actually starting to turn. He had 8 points and 11 assists before he twisted his ankle against the Rockets. The fact remains is that you cannot ask a 6'11" guy who dribbles the ball high to run the offense when you have a blasted point guard right there who's good at playing point guard.
How many games has Lonzo Ball played in the NBA?
That's already, why you doing that to me, bro? Why you doing that to me?
The point that I'm trying to make.
Go ahead.
All of last year, the main argument about Lonzo Ball was that he lacked the aggressiveness, right? So it's not just that Luke Walton is pushing him. Like, we can't keep blaming a coach for Lonzo Ball's lack of aggression.
But the point of Lonzo's role was to be a floor spacer.
Right.
That's what the coach asked him to do.
That's why you allow Luke. See, the problem you guys had was when you got LeBron, you changed course.
Right.
The course was to build players. And if you're developing players, it's hard to develop players and be trying to win a championship with LeBron. Luke Walton was there. And then also the problem is that's not Magic and Rob's hire. So we already knew he was doomed.
That's the real issue. But
he was doomed. He was doomed.
You're right. But if he did his job properly, he would have been able to be safe. Again, Laker fans, the thing is, you can't judge Laker fans like the typical basketball fan. We've seen success. We know what it looks like. We know how it's supposed to function. That's why we gravitated towards the Warriors, because we understand greatness. And we know foolishness. We know foolishness.
No, hold on. You have the same organization that fired your coach after winning a championship. Okay,
and,
so your organization is known.
And who did they bring in?
That's neither here nor there.
Oh, they brought in Pat Riley. They brought in Pat Riley and had the greatest dynasty of the 80s. What are you saying to me?
Let me ask you a question. Tell me what Pat Riley did before he came to you.
It doesn't matter. What did he do when he got the job? What did he do? He coached Magic Johnson. He got Magic Johnson and the Cap to play together and have a dynasty.
Hold on. You missed the point. You missed the point. Let me bring it back to you.
You get me worked up.
Your team already won a championship.
Right.
Your team was already established.
Right.
You got a no-name coach, correct?
Right.
And then that coach carried what was already established, correct?
Correct.
Okay, then. So factor that in with Luke Walton, and then
but
also
Luke
factor,
is not. No, we not do. You're not gonna put Luke in the Pat Riley in the same sentence.
I have a secondary point. The secondary point is LeBron and David Black were successful. He got fired, so it's not as if Luke Walton doing good would have kept his job. He could still get fired doing good on a LeBron James-led team, correct?
Oh, my God. If Luke Walton, because he had the back, this is the thing you keep missing. It's bigger than LeBron James. Jeannie Buss, the owner, loves Luke. Luke Walton is not, hold on, Luke Walton is not some schmo they found off the street. He's a Laker, a world champion Laker. He had every chance to be successful. He's had chances. It's this thing where we all watch the same games. We don't say Luke Walton is a terrible coach, point blank, period. We constantly, as Laker fans, lament about the same buffoonery that he does in game. His X's and O's aren't good. He's good for a young team that doesn't have any expectations. Here, kids, go out and run. Go figure your game out. That's what we did last season. When we brought in these vets and we needed the structure, we needed to stagger minutes, we needed to put players in positions to be successful, he did nothing. Actually, he started the season having number 19 play big minutes until Magic had to bark on him and tell him to cut the bullshit out. Like these things happen.
But my point is simple.
I'm sorry, and I'm getting worked up, guys.
I can hear your frustration as a Laker fan.
Yes.
I feel for you because you're going to the lottery.
Don't mock me, Mike.
But all I'm saying is that Luke Walton, we can say from the beginning, mm-hmm. was getting a raw deal. From mm-hmm. the beginning, he was getting a raw deal. That we all understand that LeBron does not like young coaches. He was going to get a raw deal. Your organization was going one way. You get Magic and Rob, and you went a different way. LeBron is a bad GM, or Magic's a bad GM, and Rob Pelinka. None of your organization structure outside of Genie or anyone right now has proven that they can actually competently do the job. Everybody has failed. The LeBron signing was because LeBron wanted to be in L.A. Magic doesn't get all the credit for that. LeBron wanted to be there.
Yeah, Jerry West said it himself. He chose us, not the other way around. We know that.
So when we start looking at who really gets to get blame pie, your whole organization, nobody's been doing a good job.
Well, we getting there. Don't spoil it, Mike. We getting there. I got a whole other segment. We going to get there.
That's not my segment. That's for you.
But before I let you go, because we ran long, but I knew this was going to happen because we both passionate about this. Real quick, just like 60 seconds. What is your take on this whole Westbrook thing? I wanted to just get your opinion because you're a thoughtful guy. Like Westbrook, the fan in Utah, like what do you think about that real quick?
All right, real quick. I think that Westbrook shouldn't have said what he said about the woman or just being invoking violence. But I do think that we need to seriously stop treating human beings like they're not human beings. Their job does not take away from their ability to be human and have emotions. We talked about this on the show before about KD's responses. Humans are humans. When we say, oh, you're emotional, we joke and say that, but to be honest, all humans are emotional. Certain things trigger certain people, and we should not expect particularly this works, we always do this with black men. We should not just think that black men have to all be Jackie Robinson. All of our athletes don't have to be Jackie Robinson. We should actually care about our athletes and not allow them to take verbal abuse over and over and over. There's no other job where we allow you to berate employees. And so we shouldn't be with the NBA. So cousin Adam Silver needs to take a hard look at it.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to the Brody for standing up for himself.
Yo, my man Mike Miller from the Sports Hit List. Let me give you a round of applause. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is fun.
Playoffs. We gonna suck them free again. We gonna slap box in the backyard during the playoffs. Yeah. I know you got a lot to talk about once the good basketball starts.
Yeah. It's still some good basketball going on right now.
You know it's different around late April and May. You know it's a whole different energy.
Yes, sir.
All right, my brother. Appreciate you for coming on.
All right, bro. Thanks for having me.
And now we shift gears. You know, Mike kind of teased it. We was going to talk some Lakers. You know, I needed Laker fans who wouldn't just agree with me. I needed varying opinions. I needed people to maybe even talk me off the ledge, you know? So with that in mind, I brought on the homie BTG, my Laker partner. We've had arguments. We just had a whole argument on Twitter like last week. And then a person that I argue with on Facebook, I swear I'm just arguing with Laker fans everywhere. I'm irrational these days. The homie Anthony Mullen, also from the Sports Hit List. Fellas, gray area, what it is?
It's not an argument. We just going in the backyard. We slap boxing a little bit.
That's it. Little life fun.
Hey, fellas, you know, I'm going to start off with Anthony. Since Baylor's, the gray area fans are very familiar with you, we're going to let Anthony bat lead off here. So, tone set. Your takeaways from this season. We're tanking. To me, the season is done.
It's not a tank. I see it as a blessing in disguise.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Glass half full.
Yes.
Oh, please, please.
I'm always. Oh, yes. I'm always glass half. I'm very optimistic.
I need to understand.
Yes, I am here to talk you off of this ledge you've been on for a while.
Yes.
And here's where it starts. It starts at the beginning of the season.
Right.
What was our ceiling? Our ceiling was Western's Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. Probably meet Golden State and lose. Right.
Right.
Uh-huh. Me, I was okay with that, but in my heart, in the essence of my Laker fandom, you know, I come from the Kobe system.
Yes.
That if we either winning a championship or nothing else.
I think that's the problem I'm having too. Like, is that Mamba blood? And it's making me irrational. I'm not.
No,
it's a bad. It's one or the other, and the other is really pissing me off.
I understand.
You know what
and
I mean?
This is why I was upset with the Mamba for how, you know, he ended up sabotaging his own career trying to fight for just the playoffs.
Right.
But he knows it's championship or nothing.
Okay.
So I wouldn't want us right now to be fighting for the playoffs just to lose and again put more mileage on LeBron, who's in his what? 15th going on 16,
he's in 16. 16th he's gonna be
season.
17
oh, excuse
next year.
Me. I'm shortening it. He's going on his 17th season.
Mm-hmm.
He just had like his basically his most
severe injury
yeah. I would say. So why not let him do what he hasn't done in about 10 years? Rest that body, get right, and when it's time for winning time next year.
You better get right.
Yeah. It's no reason to have him put more mileage on his body for nothing.
Baylor, like, this guy makes a lot of sense. I want to yell, but I can't. What do you have to say to this?
No, because we're all siblings. Like he just said, we come from the Kobe bloodline. Now, at the same time, I get it. I'm still disappointed.
Super disappointed.
I'm disappointed. Because we've seen our guy get up and go shoot free throws. That's after true. Tearing something. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Facts.
And we seen our guy play with broken fingers and a bum shoulder.
He won a whole That's chip a with half a pinky.
That's a fact. A broken trigger finger. That's a
Fam.
Fact.
So this is the stuff that we're used to. We're spoiled. When something goes wrong, we fix it quick. Not only did we entertain, we brought championships.
This is true.
So we're going to entertain you on the court, and we're going to have family drama that's spreading throughout the nation. You know, Shaq and Kobe going at it.
Yeah.
You know, Kobe slapping people in practice. I get it. That's cool. And that's what we're used to. But what we're not used to is being down for a long time. That's what we're not used to. So when you come over here, Bron, with that resume, and we've been saying it for years, you're not bringing that shit over here to the Western Conference. It's too many cats over here. It's too many teams over here. Now, you've been to the finals every year, but this is a different conference.
Yeah.
And so for you to come over here and probably don't even match the W's that we got last year.
Ridiculous.
I'm disappointed at the same time.
Okay, here we go.
The roster that was put together,
mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
The injuries that built up.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to cut you off and say, but sorry, go ahead.
And that's what I'm saying. So when you add all that together, and let's be frank with it. I'd rather see our coach in college right now.
Oh,
I think he's a better fit for college. But at the same time, I've always said you gotta let it play out. Let him have a chance. Because he had the youngsters playing last year.
He did.
He had them playing last year. And all we said is we need that missing piece to add 10, 15 more wins on to that.
But the thing is, BTG, I don't think that missing piece was LeBron. Actually, you already know. I was telling people a year ago, I do not want this man on my team.
Unfortunately.
I get it. I know you didn't want him because you was the first person I called.
Because
I knew you was disappointed, but at the same time, this is what we do, Jar.
Yes, it
we
is.
Bring in the baddest
you know
broad.
This.
But
we usually get
the baddest one when she's 25, not 35. Come on now.
But everybody else is locked up, and this is a different era.
They tried to throw everybody away for the unibrow.
That's
yo,
cool.
Them other hey, yo, them
Anthony.
Other bad bros.
That's cool.
I get that. But Jar, them other bad bros can't win the championship by themselves.
You right. It takes a team effort to get in the VIP. You absolutely right about that.
We got young whippersnappers fresh out of college. You know, they barely could get in the club right now.
They won 35 without LeBron. We supposed to have 50 wins this year.
35 without
injuries,
LeBron with
brother.
A couple of injuries, too.
And on top of the fact that my issue is we are the Lakers, okay?
For sure.
When I have Bozo Nation fans telling me that we are relevant again. Right. When were we relevant? We still got 30 games on TV, regardless of how bad we were. We still controlled the news cycle. There were still fake rumors about the Lakers when we were really bad. Every player is going to L.A., not for the Clippers, but to play with the Lakers, right? But
everybody in the nation was tuning in to see what guard Joe was going to go up against every night.
But it's like, when I look at the situation, I was like, they dragging it in the media. It's like, I put on a TV and I'm running from a Laker logo on ESPN, on Fox, the radio, podcast.
This is the nature of it. We run this. And you, just like you just stated that. You know how it goes.
We control the league.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I always laugh when people talk about this Laker drama. That's
right.
The natural state of the Lakers. When has there not been
this
drama?
This is what it is.
But
you know what it's like? Not to cut you off, Anthony, but it's like we usually had this drama with some wins.
Indeed.
This lottery, bro, I'm about to pass through my whole 30s without a playoff appearance.
But you know what? I had to, because I'm a very spoiled child.
I'm very spoiled,
and I understand my spoiled siblings.
Right.
But we have to grow up, you know, and we have, I'm sorry, I have to say it, I'm sorry. We have to grow up.
Yo, growing up is difficult.
It is.
But think about it like this. So, our pops passed away a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then he left it to our brothers and our sister. Mm-hmm. Brother felt like he had to finish father's footsteps. It didn't work out too well. We already knew the sister was the head honcho.
Right.
Then she brought over our favorite uncle, who can do no wrong in our eyes.
Right.
But you gotta give him a chance to finish it out.
Out here, we ain't know, because usually at the party, he the life of the party. Up got a drinking problem and a homeboy who shouldn't even be the designated driver. What's going
That's
on?
That's true. He's been having a drinking problem since 92.
Bruh.
It'd be like that. He's fun,
though. And it's like,
though, we
talking about spoiled kids. I feel like Kobe when he was barking at practice. I'm yelling, hey, but y'all can't do shit for me.
Right.
I'm just all over the place right now.
But that's what this year was. That's another thing, too. Again, back to growing up and being logical. That's what this year was. This year was just a filler for when we now build around LeBron. That's why I kept telling everybody, I understand the narrative of, draft the player, develop him, win with him. That's a beautiful story. It is, but we have to let it go.
Have
to. And we got caught up. We got caught up with everybody saying Bron can do or what he has done.
Right.
But he's never done it. He's never done it in this conference.
I wasn't looking for him to do that in this conference. That's what I was telling everybody too. That was my point always towards that narrative, was that he's in the Eastern Conference.
Right.
This is a different beast. I'm not looking for that. I wasn't looking for another finals appearance. I'm not looking for to be the number one seed.
Right.
I know it's deep. I know it's real out here in the
West.
It's
really a bad idea for him to try to kill the West in year 16. You know
exactly
what I mean?
Exactly.
He should have been cruising through. And this is the thing where we shift to the Luke Walton discussion. I believe that when you look at the cupboard, and this is going to sound ridiculous, but this is the most help player for player. Forget how they fit. Just talent for talent. Since Miami, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because put it this way, Cleveland was always hurt. Maybe outside of the championship year. Even then, Kevin Love, it became the Kyrie and LeBron show.
Yeah.
But I'm saying top to bottom, when you act, you Rondo, right? Lance. Even though they didn't fit, and I didn't like the signings.
Right.
We're just talking talent.
We Cruz. Right there, but because of the talent of the Kyrie and the Love,
facts.
I can't go with that.
You can't go with
that. Yeah, I can't say that.
So
it's a missing ingredient, though.
What's up?
Okay, you brought up Miami, right?
Mm-hmm.
Miami had structure. Because before Bron came over there, what did Wade do?
He had the crib set up for him. All he had to do was pull into the room.
And everybody respected Wade. So before you even take orders from Bron, you taking orders from the OG that's already there.
True.
Bron coming over there, and another thing was Bron thought his name was bigger than the Lakers. That won't happen.
You think he thought that?
Nah, I don't think so.
I thought he came over here and he felt like he could do what he wanted to do, and that's not how it works, because when our players retire, we're still Laker fans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We give you your respect by either putting a statue out there, or you can come grab one of these jobs over here.
Here's why I might want to agree with Baylor, Anthony. It's only when he came in, no press conference, no pageantry. He never really embraced wearing that uniform.
That's what I was gonna
say. It was just a business transaction.
He's definitely walks around with this arrogance.
Right.
And that's another reason I like I'm also on that axis of the world is I love arrogant too.
You gotta
I'm
respect
not one
it.
Of those person. You know,
when Kobe fans say that LeBron is arrogant, that's probably the thing that makes me the most nauseous. Because okay. Listen, you know all these people I've argued with who said Kobe's so arrogant, I don't like him. He's right. Nice at basketball.
Exactly. What is
if you're a good rapper right. or a good basketball player, you're arrogant. That's just the way of the world.
I don't like humbleness. So I don't want you to define me. No, I'm going to tell you what I am. And then if you don't believe me, I'll just bust your ass and show you.
How about that? How about that? But circling back to the Luke Walton aspect, maybe I'm bugging to say it was the most help since Miami. I'll wear that. But definitely this team play for play is better than last year's Cavs.
Nah,
by far.
That's by far.
To me, sure. And Baylor and I had this out on Twitter. We were talking about how to deploy the roster. I was saying I felt like there was plenty of times where games swung because of the people that Luke had on the floor.
Indeed.
The way players were used in certain situations. And I felt as though LeBron, because LeBron is passive-aggressive, he's not going to go argue with Luke in the locker room. He's going to feel away. And I feel like if we all see in the bullshit, I'm sorry I'm cursing so much gray area fans. I'm in my bag. I love the
Lakers.
That's passion. LeBron has seen it firsthand, and he can't rock with Luke. You know, if this was just the kids again, if he would have brought the same gang back from last year, right. added some more shooting, I would still be on Team Luke.
Right.
But when I look at how
it's
Luke,
time.
Right, Luke deploying veterans and needing a structure, the puzzle pieces have to fit. You did nothing to make it make sense. Like the Philly game, I was so mad. We made a run to get back in the Philly game, that Sunday afternoon game, and somehow he benched LeBron, Kuz, and B.I. at the same damn time.
Crazy.
We had a five, I think it was Rondo, Muscala, Lance, Chandler, and KCP.
You know what I think it is? Like, what is funny and what it seems like to me is he coaches like he's playing 2K. Like, how
right.
there's a minute, you know, how everybody has a minute, you know, restrictions
like
and stuff.
I like that.
So that's how he coaches. Once your time in that section of the game is up, now it's time right. for the reserves to come in. He doesn't base the game off of, okay, who's hot right now? Okay. How is the game flowing? What's going on? Because I also hated that too, where he would kill the ball by taking, like you said, LeBron, and he would kill the tempo of the ball by taking LeBron and bought Lonzo out at times and different things, and then we just have
Lonzo gets three straight buckets and a nice dime go on the bench.
Exactly. Yeah, like I didn't understand it either. But like I said, Mr. Kate, I still was rocking with Luke for a while, and it just took a month before I was just over it. I'm over Luke.
That's what it is. It's like at this point, and I'm kind of seeing where Baylor was coming from, because again, I've been so emotional that I'm really not seeing straight. Like, put it this way. When Zoe got hurt, I damn near had an argument with my lady. Like, okay. That's how mad I was.
I understand.
I was livid, bro. Because I really bleed this purple and gold, bro. I just turned the channel. I just turned the channel. The Lakers, I get mad,
right.
bro. So it's like, Baylor was like, why keep getting mad when you know it's not going to get fixed?
No.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I could keep crying about staggering minutes, or I could just play the season out.
That's it.
And that's where I'm at. I done got punched in the face for 4 months. I don't want to get punched no more.
I understand, but that's why it goes back to what I say. It's time for us to grow up, brother.
Okay.
It's time for us to realize that what the situation is, not what we want it to be, but realize what the situation is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Understand it, accept it, mm-hmm. and now it's just time to move on to understand next year was the year. This year was just always a throwaway. This year, basically, as I put it, it was our hooray, we got LeBron, let's showcase him off, parade him up and down.
The problem is, LeBron ain't 25. We can't celebrate but he's still on LeBron. His ass. You think so?
Yes, I know so. We see it. At least I see it. Everybody say he's slowing, but it's still LeBron down.
The gravity, when he land, the ground shake a little bit more now. He okay.
But you know what? It's not about the quickness or the step that he lost. It's, mm-hmm. it's the fact that he's never developed. He's never developed a handle to where he can get by a defender.
Right.
He's never.
You know what I'm saying? So he had to rely on that first step. If you ever watch LeBron's game, just watch when he rarely attempts to cross over. And it doesn't have
he
to
be the
six crossover.
He just backs you down. He doesn't have
and
to.
And he barely does that right. I mean, I'm not trying to kill LeBron, but there's going to come a time, and it's three plus one. It's a three-year deal. We don't know what he's going to do with the fourth.
Right.
But it's going to come a time when that first step might not be there anymore.
But you know what's going to be there?
What's going to be there?
A brow.
Okay.
Well, see that, and that, and thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that.
I'm gonna let y'all have this out.
I think this is why we have to give Magic and Pelinko this offseason. Yeah. Because we're not. It's not about finding the player that teams up with Bron. It's about finding that next player to take over the franchise when Bron leaves. That's what I'm more concerned about.
I think it's both. It's also to team up with Bron, and then, like I said, take the baton from Bron once it's time for him to move on his way out. And of course, like as we said, we see that player, that's Anthony Davis. That's the reason why I won't mind. I'm the biggest, as you can ask Jarvis, I have a BBB hat on. I'm the biggest Zoe fan. I am the everything, but everybody must go when it comes to Anthony Davis. I don't care who it is.
I don't know about that one. I don't care whether...
Everybody must go.
But if you send everybody, that's not enough ingredients to put in the main dish. Like, then
that's a first-round exit.
Well, again, when I say... Well, for one, I'll start with LeBron and AD and just give me some people off the stands, if you ask me. Okay? But... the way I see it is, of course, it's not literally everybody because we can't literally trade everybody. It's going to be a combination of maybe 3-2 of the young guys or whatever the case may be. And hopefully we get to keep a ball or something like that. But Ingram, Kuz, a combination of those guys have to go.
All right, I'm going to jump in here. So considering what we saw at the deadline, the first question I'm going to pose to you gentlemen is... do you believe that deal was really on the table, that everybody for AD? But I'm not gonna name all them guys. For AD. You think that was real or that was?
I don't think it was real. I think there were some offers out there.
Okay.
But not the outrageous.
So that six
ones
for
where...
one, that six for two. Excuse me. You don't think that was real?
No, not at all.
Anthony,
same here. No, it's a very simple reason, because it's not possible. Like, you cannot trade six players for one or two players. There's a 15-man roster. Okay, once your roster is filled, you cannot trade one player for six. That's realistically impossible.
Well, the word on the block was, because now I'm going to play a little devil's advocate. The word was that six for two was real, and then they were going to work the buyout market to fill a roster out.
What I thought.
You know, I don't think that would have been a good idea
I liked it because it would have been more, again, because this is, again, we have to stop thinking about this year. Everything is about next year in this offseason.
Okay.
So that's what, like, my focus was always on not messing with the cap space, making sure we go into next season with our same cap, and also hoping to see if we can get somebody that, instead of just maybe pairing one star, already have two stars, a LeBron and somebody, AD.
Gotcha.
A LeBron and somebody, and then bring in another guy. As far as the fillers, I wanted
Matthews.
Melo. I wanted... who's in the... he just signed with another team.
Not Wesley Matthews, Paul Gasol.
No, I was talking about the buyout market. Oh, yeah, and Paul. But wasn't he... traded?
Nah, he got bought out.
He got bought out also?
Yeah, and then he signed with the Bucks.
Okay.
You know?
Now, can I pose a question to you?
By all means.
Now, at the end of the day, when the offseason is all said and done, who would y'all want?
This is why I wanted y'all on the show. Mm-hmm. This is the thing now. I'm going to answer your question in a second.
Who would you settle, what would you settle with? If we didn't land the big fish, which would be AD,
right?
Who would y'all settle with?
I'm going to compound that question, and we're going to bring it all to the table right now. I don't think that 6-for-2 is on the table anymore for AD. My concern is that the money... because part of the 6-for-2 was to have those contracts there to make the deal happen. The way that these rookie deals are set up, even if you wanted to do a monster godfather deal, we don't have the contracts to get AD right now. You know what I mean?
We do.
Who's still there?
All those guys
are on 1 year.
Well, actually, no. Well, after, like I said, after this year, this is another reason why I thought the deal would happen.
Right.
But... speaking of collusion, the league wanted to collude, as always, against the Lakers for them to not trade them and have New Orleans cut their nose despite their face.
Didn't fire
and
now the GM.
Yeah, exactly. And now they look crazy. They said don't trade them, and now that they didn't, because this is the reason why. Look at that team.
Right.
Like, you don't do that to your franchise, which is why you just trade
them
and
move
on.
Really, as much as we were getting AD, in my opinion, they were fleecing the Lakers. Because you would have had a ready-made team. These guys already have continuity. Plus, Randall was there. You wouldn't have to do as much to get them cooking. And Gentry knows how to coach.
Which one of our...
Yeah, he does.
What I always say to that question and that statement is, which one of those guys are on the caliber, even together, of Anthony Davis?
No, you're right. If you get in the brand name, if you get in the Gucci belt, I'm sorry, black people. If you get in the Gucci belt, right, you're not going to want four Old Navy belts. I understand
right
that. But I'm just thinking about, I can't help but think big picture. Because of the said collusion, it becomes difficult to fill out a roster with good players where you might have to make another trade. You might have to sign like bargain bin players who don't necessarily perform the way you need them to perform. You don't want to become a pillar-based team where the people that they're holding up as said pillars are garbage. You know, I think the Lakers, in my opinion, they have something pretty special with these young guys. I believe in them. I don't know why I do, but I believe in B.I. Kuzma and Lonzo. Mm-hmm. I believe that if you would have added the right star, not LeBron, not because LeBron isn't great. This is not a LeBron slander session.
I understand.
I'm just talking about fit. Baylor can tell you I'm big about fit.
No,
you know what I'm saying? I thought PG would have made more sense with these guys in the length and the versatility. We would have been really annoying in the Western Conference. Well, woulda, coulda, shoulda. It is what it is. He dubbed us because he doesn't want to be behind LeBron James in the circus, right?
Right.
So I'm concerned about the fact that I'm not sure that AD's coming this summer. I just don't see how we make the deal. I don't see the logistics behind the deal.
I see that they just have to take now, and this goes back to what I was saying of why you do the deal then, because the pieces that, like you just acknowledged, that we would have had in the season, we aren't going to have after this season is over, other than KCP, because that's he has to be in the deal to make the money work.
But he's on a 1 year.
He's make. No.
Nah, he signed 1 year, and I believe it was 12 mil.
Yeah, KCP, one year, 12 mil.
I thought he had another year on his...
Nah.
Oh, well, then that, no, that changes everything.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, the deal, when you say collude, the way the Lakers set the entire previous offseason up was to trade for AD using the contracts they were going to get rid of by way of shipping them away for AD. At least half. Notice that the guys that were in the trade were like Lance and Rondo, who got 4 mil and 9 mil respectively. They were planning on getting rid of some of these guys to make the money work for a future trade.
So this goes back to, can you really put it on Magic like that right now?
Yeah.
Because if the offer was out there and they rejected it, I mean, and you know AD wants to be over here.
You know what it is? It's a combination of the worst case scenario happening in every possible scenario. You know what I mean?
We
signed the wrong guys. Bad scenario. Though we had a trade. Bad scenario. Then we got sabotaged to kill the locker room. Bad scenario. Now the season's done.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't think we signed the wrong guy. I think we signed the right guys because, again, this season was all spinning it positive. Yes, exactly. This season.
Come on! So if we signed the right guys, we signed the right guys for the wrong coach.
Right. Because, like I said,
I don't think Walton is a bad coach. It's just not a bad. It's not a good fit for that roster.
But we underestimate
the egos that he had to deal with as well.
That's a fact. But this year, that's why I always go back to, this year to me wasn't about anything but getting through the year. That's why I say like the right guys and all this thing, because to me, again, this year was just a throw-in. That's why they just picked up anybody who would take their 1 year contract and put them on a team, because this year was all about getting through the year and having that cap space where even if we don't, let's say, get Anthony Davis, we still have the young guys and we have the capabilities of getting two stars out of that free agent pool if they would like to join the Lakers.
To bring it all full circle to Baylor's initial question about who do we look at sans Anthony Davis, I think we have, essentially, when the contract's free up, I think it adds up to basically a max slot, right? I think it's about $34 million or somewhere.
A max and a half.
Yeah, max and a half?
Yeah.
When everybody comes off?
Yep.
I mean, again, I'm going to regurgitate my opinions that I say on this show and on the web. I think you already know where I'm going with this. I'm looking at Boogie.
Yeah.
Because if LeBron is here, we need someone, as LeBron gets older and more ornery, to tell him to cut it out.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I like, as much as the homie just from above the rim kills Boogie, says he doesn't look right, I like the way Boogie looks.
Me too.
Because at the end of the day, he's coming off an Achilles. He's a big coming off an Achilles. And to be where he's at, considering what we saw with Kobe. Great.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He looks great. Yep. Now you have an offseason where it's not about rehab. It's about getting your body right. He lost something with the agility that he's never going to get back.
Because it looked like he gained more weight back.
Right, because he couldn't move.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Some weight back.
So it's like, the way I look at it is, he might not be as agile anymore, but his game was never based on agility, like athleticism.
Skill.
It's about skill.
Skill.
He's going to get even better. He's going to hone those skills. And to me now, let's say now, because to me, in my opinion, unless something happens, like maybe a Bradley Beal trade, maybe that becomes available. I don't know. But in my eyes, the way they keep treating the Lakers and colluding against the Lakers, we're keeping our kids. They back right. next season.
Right.
If you ask me, use that max and a half. Give Boogie like maybe 17, 18, 20. I mean, you give, throw him 20 for two.
And here's a funny part that a lot of people don't know, maybe not know or haven't realized yet, because maybe it hasn't been said like on ESPN and stuff. But
you know how that goes.
Yeah, exactly. But Boogie, should I say the NBA, the way it's set up, you can only get a raise based on certain skills.
You can't mid-level to max.
Yeah, so Boogie cannot make, I don't even know if he's maybe even eligible for the 17.
That's crazy.
Because of what he's making this year. So we might be able to get him for around the mid-level.
If we know Magic, he ain't gonna disrespect Boogie and give him the mid-level. He's gonna throw more chicken at him.
To me, it's like, if we do get that other star.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go into my list after you finish. If we do get the other star, maybe with Boogie,
right?
I can see, because that's another thing too. I can see somebody taking a pay cut to say, okay, I'm gonna come win a chip with you guys.
Well, you know, I don't. When it comes to like, if we go into the restaurant, fellas, we go into like a nice little steakhouse. We ain't getting a ribeye. We not getting filet mignon. No. I'm not even looking at that. So the KDs, I'm not expecting it.
Right.
We better not even try to get Kawhi at this point, because I don't know.
I'm still on the Kawhi.
I love Kawhi. Yeah, I'm just thinking about what we saw this year and where LeBron is at and where they gonna, the spaces on the floor where they gonna occupy.
True.
I'm concerned about that.
True.
You know what I mean? And the coach, we gonna get to that. That's gonna be where we close it out, right? But Boogie, I'm not sure about like the shooters market. But if you have all these young guns and LeBron, I don't even want names. I just want shooters.
Right.
I want a six. If the person who got traded to Milwaukee, what is his name again? Miritich is his name?
Yeah.
If he's available, I'm looking at Miritich. I might even call up Julius. If all else fails, I might call up Randall to be a small ball five.
Nah, I understand.
Come home. We messed up. You know what I mean?
Jimmy's still out there.
Jimmy who?
Butler.
I don't want no person.
I know. I didn't regret it. But I didn't want to see your face when
if
I said
Boogie,
that.
If all else fails and it's Jimmy, then you know what? I have to deal with that.
I like
not
Jimmy.
He's not a crumb.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I mean? Baylor, like, what about you, fam? We're going to close. Anthony's going to give us his list last. BTG, outside. Who do you have on your menu? You're not getting filet mignon. You're not getting anything nice. Or do you have something big in mind?
For some reason, man, I like this cat, but the only reason, this is probably the only guy outside of AD that I would like to see paired with Bron, but I don't want to see him take Zoe's spot at all.
Who's
I think
that?
Zoe is a starting point guard
Kemba
in the league.
I know you're the, or is it the boy Kyrie?
No, it was Kemba before Kyrie.
Okay,
okay.
Facts.
Okay.
It was Kemba because Kemba is hungry.
I'm in that same boat. I love Kemba, but I just don't. Not for Lonzo. I can't.
Hot take. There's a small part of me that resides in New York that might not be mad at that. I'm gonna be sick on the surface because I love Lonzo.
Right.
I believe fully in Lonzo. I bought all stocks on Triple B's.
Right.
But Kemba in the Western Conference might be something to look at.
And
give LeBron a few possessions where he could chill. Carry on, Baylor.
All that is all good, but we still need a coach and we need a system. That's going to be a problem. And we can't defend the three-point for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go out there and get shooters. So unless you go sit up there and tell me that we're going to match for match, I'm not buying it, man.
All right. Anthony, what's your list looking like? Glass half full.
The glass half full. I still have Kawhi.
Okay, Kawhi.
I still have Kawhi up there. And my dark horse, Jimmy Butler.
Mm.
Just that'll be a, you know, okay, nobody else is, you know, if we can get him, I like that.
We got to get Jimmy. If we get Jimmy Butler, we got to get to the playoffs quick.
Oh, for sure.
Because he's 29.
For sure.
Yeah, I think eventually throughout those 82 games, he's going to flip out or something like that. We got to get him to the playoffs.
But we good with that over on this side.
I think if we get Jimmy with the way low-key that some of these young kids we got are kind of feisty, it'll be some fights in the locker room. We got Kuz pushing Brooklyn.
I like that.
To rotate. B.I. tried to punch CP head off in the beginning of the season. I love that. That's where we come from. Shaq and Kobe tried to kill each other while winning three straight. That's what we do.
I love that. You know? Right.
But Jimmy will wear thin on people.
I agree.
Anybody else? I mean, we know AD. I mean, we even got a list AD.
Exactly. That's why he's not a free agent. Yes.
Clay is on your radar to pair with Bron?
Yes. But I don't think we're going to be
able to. You think Clay will set Trip that hard?
If they play with his money. They bet. I don't think Golden State is going to do it. But also, back to colluding against the Lakers, because of that anti-Lakers CBA, eventually they're going to have to break that team up like everybody else. They're not going to want to pay that tax.
Fact. And what real talk, you know, and this is why I get mad. We say these things in comment sections, and they talk about us like we're desperate. We don't know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. The entire 2011 lockout was to shut down Lakers.
The Lakers, not LeBron.
That
Paul
Gasol trade really hurt feelings.
Oh, very much so.
And it's like, none of you people were looking for Paul Gasol, who never won a playoff game.
Facts.
But y'all knew how good Kobe was, that all he needed was a pal to dominate the league, but they would never give him that. No, you cheated.
Even
not
though
Kobe's
they got
great.
Mark Gasol and different things like that. Oh, it was such a lopsided deal. It was
Kwame Brown is bad. Pau Gasol is a world champion beating MVP candidate, which is none of this is true.
Right.
You know what I mean? Never won a playoff game. Got swept out by the Spurs how many times? All right. Go ahead, Baylor.
Gasol was, man, look, we know how it is when it comes to Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
They don't love him. They don't love him. And we rank him too high. But at the end of the day, man, I'm looking for...
They don't need me to ever get on TV in front of any one of them Kobe bashes. I'm going to either get fired or I'm going to make him look bad. One or the other.
I think we got a lot of cleaning up to do, and we got a lot of structure to build, because we can go out there and want these certain players,
mm-hmm.
but we don't know what are we going to do with them.
Right,
that was my main argument on Twitter. Is like, well, we could put in this lineup, we could put in this. None of them is doing a good job.
Nobody Neither has a role, Baylor. You realize that? No one has a space to occupy. Nobody knows what they're doing. They're just there.
And that goes back to
I
me
think
saying
a role
when you
changes
brought,
too much. That's what it is.
That too.
But when you brought up Miami, that's what I'm saying. Miami, those cats had roles.
Yes.
They knew what to do. They stayed and they played.
Yeah.
But on this roster, Kuz think he the man. B.I. wants to take over. Bron is on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Rondo thinks he's supposed to start. You know, everybody wants to get in the game. So it's like, and I don't think, and shout out to Juz. Luke is not the right coach for the Lakers. Because I don't think he knows how to control that roster.
You know, but I'm not shouting out just because he's trying to co-opt it now. But the reasons he didn't like Luke had nothing to do with his ability to coach.
No,
he called him a nerd, fam.
Yeah.
And he said he wasn't a leader of men. He's not getting credit for that.
We know what it really was. He was part of that Golden State.
That Golden State,
club.
Yeah.
We know what it really was. Right. Because he's not a bum.
I'm
if
not
you
giving him that
shout
out. I wanted to roll his eyes when he hit his part of the pod too. Nah, you're not getting that shout out.
I know what he did. I knew what he did at Arizona. So I ain't gonna never do him like that. But at the same time, with the egos that we had on his roster,
right.
It's like, bro, I can't coach that.
So the question is, and for you gentlemen, who do y'all want to coach the Lakers next? Because Lucas,
he was already in New York.
Hold on, Bill. I'm throwing the alley off the backboard to Anthony here.
I like actually Doc Rivers.
I like that too.
I want to see some defense brought into the Staples Center, man.
Interesting.
I like Doc Rivers. Even though I want the that's the reason why I don't know if Luke leaves. That may leave, even though it's the players who's playing that style, so it may not. But that tempo we play.
Well, the defense
that
was solid before Zoe went down. I don't know. We was like top 10.
No, definitely, but it still could have been
better.
A little better. Yeah. Even at the time we were winning.
Sucked at different
yeah,
in the perimeter.
Yeah.
That was right.
But of course, without Zoe, we just had no perimeter defense at all. So I say, but also on the other side of the ball, that tempo, that's why, to me, Bron went to play with Lonzo. That's why I liked about Lonzo, that showtime tempo
mm-hmm.
that they play with when they're out there playing. We need to keep that. That's what LeBron likes. That's what everybody plays well under.
And that's why I believe that Boogie makes sense, because Boogie could be Cap, the old slow dude when we not running.
Right.
Dump it down.
Right.
Go to work.
Exactly. You know what in the mean? Playoffs.
Yeah. Baylor, I don't mind. Coach. I don't mind Boogie. No, I got the same coach.
Oh,
I don't see. Okay. And I got him by a landslide. It's a distant second place.
But considering Baylor, your reason you here more than anything else is you're in the Gaza Strip. You're in Los Angeles. You really believe that the Clippers will allow?
Do you want to know the name? Do you want to know the name that they're throwing around out here?
What's up?
He's coaching Duke right now. And I hate that. I absolutely hate every bit of that.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
But what sequence of events needs to happen for Doc Rivers to leave the Clippers and join the Lakers? Like isn't it like? But then again, they already. You know what? Maybe the bridge is already burned. Because remember, he got demoted as it was. He was president of basketball ops, and now he's just.
Yeah, that's
the
Jerry West's team now. Yeah. He knows that. So maybe,
and
that
he
could
comes
be
and
it.
He might want his own coach.
And then
we're looking at Mark Jackson or Jason Kidd.
Oh, no. Get Mark Jackson, overrated self, out of here. I've been sick of people talking about Mark Jackson like he got a raw deal in Golden State. No, he had Klay and Steph running ISO ball. No.
That's the name. You know that's the name that they're going to pull up.
Yo, listen, I've had a really bad year in sports. The last thing I need is Mark Jackson.
Yeah, I don't want Mark
Jackson. I'm tolerating
either.
LeBron. And some days I really hate that guy. Right. So it's like you're telling me Mark Jackson. We might as well bring in Tibbs.
Yeah,
a one-dimensional, non-offensive coach.
It's not the X's and O's to me. It's just how he moves around.
It's the X and O's.
I don't.
You know what? I like Doc because I believe that Zoe needs someone to tell him to get in your bag. Like he really needs LeVar.
People don't understand how much LeVar
is a powerful being, bro. When he whispers in Lonzo's ear, Lonzo just perks up. Because, like, LaMelo got more LeVar in him than Zoe does.
He's just going to bring it out there.
Right.
But Zoe needs you to smack him upside the head.
Luke Walton throwing you on the bench just makes Zoe question his entire life. You know
exactly.
what I mean? He needs Doc Rivers and that raspy voice, or maybe J. Kidd. I feel like J. Kidd could be that point guard whisperer.
Him too. He's my second.
And he's fiery. I think Zoe needs a fiery coach to tell him, not yell at refs, but to yell at him.
I'm going to whisper this. What do you think about Phil coming back?
I love Phil. I'm like, I don't understand. There's Laker fans who hate Phil Jackson.
I don't.
And I don't understand it. Like, we won 5 with this man. Baylor, you don't like Phil, do you? You got too quiet there.
No, I love Phil. I don't have a problem with him at all.
Just making sure. You got a little too quiet there.
I think he's still spending that Knicks money. I don't think he'll come.
Honestly, this ain't the team. He's not coming out of retirement for this squad. You know? But people.
Well, before we got, you know, the who do we have? Before Luke, we had a savior and B Scott. We thought that was gonna work out, but before that, I wanted
faded
Jerry
eyebrows,
Sloan.
Folded arms, coaching nothing.
I wanted Jerry Sloan bad. I really wanted Jerry Sloan, but
I like that.
That's a cute name.
You know who I really like as a coach? I love as a coach. Rick Carlisle, bro. I know he's never leaving Dallas. But
I like
Rick Carlisle, bro. Like, if we could find a way for Magic to go call, hey, Mark, what up, bro? What you need?
That's a Shark good one,
Tank?
But like
you need a Shark Tank appearance? what I got to do? You know what I mean? But Jay Kidd
like
or Doc? Because I just believe that the young boys need a coach with the X's and O's who can hold them accountable while on the court, not just throwing them on the bench. I used to love when we had Phil, to your point, Anthony, when we be up like 15 and the opposing team are going like an 11-2 run, and he would just sit there.
Yeah.
No timeouts. Go figure it out.
Yes.
I love that.
That's what Zoe needs.
When people talk about how anybody can win with Shaq and Kobe, Shaq and Pop, I'm like, nah, y'all don't understand. Well, Phil's like a Jedi, bro. Like, the things he was doing when he's meowing at Powell to get him to play well. Like, y'all don't understand the trickeration that goes with that. And the in-series adjustments. The Lakers never did this. When you beat us in the playoffs, we had a plan B with Phil.
Always.
That's why I tell people, y'all sleep on Kerr. Kerr always has a plan. That's that Phil tree, bro. Mm. That's why I'm like, yo, Phil, come back. I miss you. Facts.
So we not giving Shaw a chance?
I mean, you know what it is? Not that, you know I want B. Shaw. I'm not sure if Magic is going to give B. Shaw a chance. So I'm not even going to waste the energy to get my hopes up.
I've been hearing his name a lot, even before, you know, around when we were looking at Phil and looking at all these other guys, B. Shaw. I'm not too sure
but
about him.
But this is the
him.
Question I have. If B. Shaw's there, Anthony, right? He's there right now. what is he going to do differently as the head guy that he's doing right now to get these guys to play the way we need to play?
That's a good question.
Well, if he's running the show, maybe he'll do things differently because, of course, as an assistant, it's not the same as being a head coach. So maybe he'll do, like, the smart, you know, like, keep guys in the game when they're actually playing good, like Luke.
Oh, you mean make sense?
Right, yeah. Okay. Like, you know, he might do things like that.
So I think the main thing that we all want is an established coach.
Right.
I still, I'm not giving up on Luke, but I won't be upset if he goes. That's my position on it.
I'm convinced that the game 82, as soon as the referee blows the whistle...
Oh, no, he's out of there.
You're going to see Magic stumbling on the court. Yeah, he's going to grab Luke and take him down the tunnel. He's gone.
With his papers in his hand.
What about... Last question before we wrap this up. I have fun with this episode. I missed the gray area. I've been doing a rat roundtable. I miss being in this pocket. Stan Van. Like, no? Nobody wants Stan Van?
No. No. Hell no.
No?
No. Nah.
I don't want that.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm trying to think of what Shaq called him.
Coach Panic.
Yes, exactly.
He's exactly. Master of Panic.
I don't want that, especially not in LA. We can't have that.
That's fair. Baylor, BTG, I appreciate you for coming on, my brother.
We gonna make it, man. Yes, we just gotta breathe. We gotta breathe, and we gotta let it play out.
That's a relax.
Hey, you see what my boy up there in Oakland doing?
You right.
You gotta give him a chance. They was just laughing at him about, you know, 3, 4, 5 months ago.
Yep.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna go find my old Van Exel, put on both of my Kobe's, my 8 and my 24. Go stare at my Laker painting above my bedroom door, and just with the lights off, and just be sad until the draft comes. Or maybe July 1st. I don't know.
I have the 2010 chip and Kobe's last game DVR still. I'll be cycling through.
So you mean to tell me that all of us Laker fans are actual psychopaths? Because I had Game 7 on DVR for a minute before I was forced to delete it.
Oh, no. No.
That's another game people front on Kobe about. Like, y'all forget the second half of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when he started going, once again, just cooking up Ray Allen in the second half of Game 7. Let's talk about it, huh? Let me hit the ding for that. Game 7. Oh, he was 6 of 24. What did he do in the second half? That's what I want to know. But BTG, you're going to be back on soon. I'm hoping I get to get in on that open rant energy again at some point. You know, let me know what it is, man.
I'm cooking up something. We definitely got to talk some more sports. And as you can see, it seems like every day of the week there's mm-hmm. something to talk about,
mm-hmm. yep.
whether it's the Lakers. But I see the NFL trying to steal some thunder right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Signing these big contracts just to cut them or trade them the next season. You know how that go.
I'm a joke. Shout out to the Browns.
Bye, Baylor. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, y'all.
Yes, all right, sir. B.
Anthony, bruh.
That's a good one, sir.
First time ever in the gray area.
Yes,
this
sir.
Was fun. Y'all, Triple B's hat on. No bullshit. No Laker bullshit. Sweater. Yes. Laker colored kicks.
All day.
This is what we live for,
that's
man.
How I roll around.
You know what I mean? I don't even know what chapter this is. I done lost count. But you already know how the saying goes.
Whether you like it or don't like it, sit down and look at it because it's the best going today. Woo!
Perfect.